It is time now for Taste of the Week. And in studio with me is Chef Randy Lewis from Randaddy's Restaurant in Lahinch. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. Happy 1st of December.
Yes, we're into the final few furlongs before the man in the big red suit arrives.
Comes. The elves came today.
I
don't know about any elves. I learned about them today. And
I've never heard of the elves.
And Jenny's running around the house and she's planting. I'm, what are you doing? The elves in the toilet paper. I'm like, what's that for? So what is it for? You want to explain to me? She explained it to me, but let's get a second take on it.
Yeah, the elf on the shelf is working on behalf of Santa, and it arrives to the home and keeps an eye on the children. And, you know, is making sure they're behaving themselves, sending reports back to Santa. And every night when the children go to sleep, the elf gets up to all sorts of hijinks and capers. They're kind of cheeky, the elves, but they like having fun. And they're always in a different place in the morning, and the children are always surprised to find out where they are. So that's... Keep an eye out and find out where
the
elf ends up.
How long has the tradition been going for?
I don't know. That is a good question. A few years, I guess.
I mean, as a parent, you know, you're running around, you're thinking, oh, geez, the peanut butter's there. We got some chocolates going on. It's going to be fun. Good crack. I think but when it gets to day 14, 15, it's just like, oh, my God. Who did it? Who's deciding today what the elves going to do? So, yeah, no, it's the 1st of December and very exciting. You know, I think it's the festive season officially kicking off today. More importantly, food. Like, I just can't stop thinking about food. I don't know what it is lately. It's
well, you're a chef. Come on, and a restaurant owner. It's your line of work. You always have to be thinking about food.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to love eating now because I'm just, folks, there's a lovely, lovely bit of food here behind me. I'm just going to put it on.
Yeah, we have something my mother was making since I've been really, really young. We have actually... a Calor Gas Randy at Home Calor Gas recipe is coming out. The second installment is this week, and it's a stuffed potato. So it's a double baked stuffed potato coming off the barbecue.
Oh, it smells wonderful. Doing
a bit differently. Yeah, you bake it once in the oven, or yesterday's potatoes even, do you know? So if you have baked potatoes there from the day before, I mean, because it is a bit of a process, but when you kind of break it down, it's probably really only 15 minutes of your time. Like that today, I had to make it fresh this morning, and you know, it actually probably took 15 minutes of my time. So whether it is a long time in the cooking oven and things are going on, it's very simple, very easy, and I actually made 5 or 6 of them, and I'm going to bake them off tomorrow when I have them for dinner on Friday evening.
It smelled wonderful and it tastes even better. Absolutely delicious. And you were kind enough to bring some in for the whole morning.
Some in for the whole team, and I gave my portion off to one of the team members.
A selfless act.
And I was thinking, you know what, I stuffed my face last night, so I was like, okay, I don't really need to be eating right now. It's not a thing. So yeah, my mother's been making these for the longest time, and I was trying to think of something really easy dishes this year for Christmas on the Calor Randy's at Home recipes, and this is one of them. So let's just run you through it quickly.
What have we got in here? What is in my mouth at the moment?
We got baked potatoes that are baked off in the oven. You could check it out on again, I'll just say it, the Calor social media page is my social media page. Even I did a quick, very easy one if you didn't want to put it on the barbecue. I did one this morning on the Instagram stories. So we have that on the go. And so basically we baked them off for about an hour and a half. Baked, and we then cut them in half, hollowed them out, and we put the potatoes to the ricer.
Okay.
We had some butter and some lovely onions and some garlic and some more herbs boiling on the side. Then we threw the mixture all together, added the dollop of sour cream, mixed it all up, fluffed it back into the hollow jack of potatoes, threw on some lovely aged cheddar, threw it back in the oven, got it into the car, drove all the way here and handed it to you. And you can find all that on the Instagram stories.
That whole story is
brought out there. Yeah, it went from my oven all the way to you. We got you driving, or we got me driving.
Fantastic.
So yeah, you know what? The good thing about this is I did yours very basic.
if this is basic, I'd love to taste the more extravagant double baked potato.
Geez, you could fill them up with loads of things. I think it's just nice to be. I love mashed potatoes, especially. I think everybody does. So just to fill it up with its own fillings and add a little bit something to it, I think is the way forward.
Yeah, that was I polished that off in what, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all the. I suppose review that you need.
Yeah, I mean,
as to how tasty that was.
This is Ireland. Potatoes are king in Ireland. I'll never forget the first day, like one of the first week in Ireland. You know, landed with €500 to my name, chef's knives, guns blazing. 26 years old, and I had a friend that I met in Australia, and he's like, Randy, I got some work for you. You're going on the carvery. I'm like, what's a carvery? So I found out very quick, and that was 17, 18 years ago. And 18 years ago, carveries were the thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, you know, he got me behind the carvery, looking at this line that just went out the door like they all do on Sunday, and I was on potatoes. You're on potatoes. I'm like, oh, okay, so. You know, I go out there and I didn't, you know, you got chips, you got boiled potatoes, you got roast potatoes, you got mashed potatoes, and you got cream potatoes. But everybody wanted all of them.
A bit of everything.
It was just like, and then it's like gravy over everything. I'm like, wow. Now, don't get me wrong, every individual potato was great, but to eat all those in one sitting.
It's a lot of spud.
It's spud. It's liking your flavors, liking your food, liking the spuds. You know, so spuds are a big thing here. So, you know, that for Christmas time, a little bit different. It's you could use it for leftover. You know, like I said, I made 5 or 6 of them up this morning, so I could cook them in the oven tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening for dinner. I won't be having them today. And again, you could use yesterday's baked potatoes. It's very diverse. A little bit something different, something a little bit more trendy. We're not. Reinventing the wheel there, but it's definitely something that you could bring out on Christmas dinner, very simple and look very smart.
Well, it tasted lovely, and by the sounds of it, it doesn't take too much time to put together, and it doesn't take too much in terms of ingredients.
No, doesn't at all. We got. Let's just go through the ingredients real quick. We got potatoes, we got butter, we got sour cream, we got some. I got a little bit of garlic flakes in there. We got green onions. And that's it.
That's all.
Oh, yeah, cheddar.
And the cheddar,
Cheddar is the king. Oh, cheddar on top of
that's
everything.
Literally everything.
My mouth's watering and I haven't eaten. Cheddar on top of everything.
Well, that's going to be, I'd say, one of the more popular Keller recipes. There's a host of them. I don't know if I'm giving the game, because you are in with us again before Christmas. Maybe you're going to be talking about one of those the next time, or do you want to give a mention to what you have for Keller?
I think when we go next time, I think we're on to some Brussels sprouts, some creamed smoked bacon Brussels sprouts. I couldn't even get that word out because my mouth started salivating at the same time. I'm deadly.
There's some people who probably heard that and they're appalled, because there are people, Randy, and I just think they're wrong, who don't like Brussels sprouts. I love them. I eat them at other times of the year if possible. I can understand why people, to a certain extent, people don't like them, but there's so many things you can do with them. You know, if it's the flavour that puts you off, you can kind of change up the flavour of it.
You could change up the flavour. I mean, you know, just boiled Brussels sprouts, I don't think are for anybody, really. Well, maybe you. So, yeah, there's lots of, I mean, you can bake them in ovens. You could just, you know, Bake them in the oven, throw some ingredients in there, throw some cheese on top of them. We got cream going on and bacon going on. They wouldn't be... I think Brussels sprouts are an acquired taste. Really are, because I wouldn't have eaten them much when I was growing up. I still don't really eat them. It's nothing I look for. But when they're there, I'm like, yeah, I'll give those a go. You know, get some extra vitamins in me.
Yeah, exactly. You're not actively seeking them out, but you're not appalled by them either.
Then we got some turkey coming off a barbecue. We got some eggnog, Canadian style. You know, we got some leftovers, some turkey pie happening. So there's an entourage of recipes coming out. And like I said, they're lovely, good, easy recipes. And I think more they're just to get everybody lined up for Christmas, something that everybody can try, something everybody wants to put their hand up. Very, very simple, very fun. And... like, just enjoy Christmas and try not to stress out about it.
Yeah,
that's definitely. Stressing out at the cooker. Even today, I was talking to Jenny, and I'm like, Jenny, that cooker's dying. She just got a new house, and we've been in it for the last year now, and the cooker is one of those old cookers with the red rings, and they slowly light up.
Yeah.
Like, this thing has to... I was actually thinking, if this comes out, I wonder if I hold it for a few more years, if I could sell it for, like, triple, because I haven't seen one of these in ages. So we got two rings on it that are broken down, and I was like, we need to get a cooker for Christmas. Your parents are coming over. So she's been putting off a cooker for a long time.
Two of the hobs are gone.
Yeah.
But that makes things stressful. You know, if you have a pot of spuds, you have a pot of veg.
So I pinched on that one because all of our family's coming over for dinner. I said, if you want dinner later, I don't know how this is going to operate. Who's going to cook it? She goes, you are. I said, well, not on two hubs and an oven that doesn't fit stuff. I said, this oven's old. And so I've been saying this for a while, but I didn't say the right combinations of words with your partner. So the right combination is your family's coming over and I'm trying to cook and it's not going to work. So the family was the trigger and it has to be right for mom and dad and everybody else coming over. So yeah, you know, Christmas dinner doesn't have to be stressful. Once again, it's fairly straightforward. I think the key to Christmas dinners is to really just start doing things in advance.
I'm amazed, Randy, that either you or perhaps Jenny didn't suggest some of your favourite solutions, the air fryer or the slow cooker. Are they possible for a cooking Christmas
dinner? They're possible. You know what? Because the slow cooker, maybe not, but I don't know. Not, you're challenging me. You're challenging me.
I think that's a challenge you can more than rise to.
Well, the air fryer is great. So, yeah, you know what? I might have some roast potatoes going off in it, some rosemary. And you know what? I probably will, because to spread it all out, I think you brought it up there, so I'm answering your question. I think spreading things out along the cooking area is obviously a great idea. It's something that I'd probably just do naturally and I wouldn't talk about. But, I mean, yeah. Look at the air fryer, throw it all in there, boom, done. Do you know, if you're having a soup course that night because your family loves a nice vegetable soup, why not just chop it up, throw it in the slow cooker the night before, and you actually don't have to stir it, you don't have to do anything. So there's multiple ways to get things done. I think this year, for ourselves, last year I went a bit overboard and trying to have a massive Christmas dinner. There's loads of different dishes to eat. This year I just said to Jenny, I said, listen, we're going to concentrate on the basics this year, the three or four dishes, have a great dinner starter, but more importantly, work on the pre-starters. That's where I'm going to put my focus on this year, is getting the pre-starters, the stuff, the warm-up before dinner. So
what have you got in there?
I don't know yet. It's going to be good. I don't know. I had a lovely crab fondue last night that might be nice with crackers.
Crab fondue. Listen to your man.
So, like, I just think, you know, hams, just very easy cheeses and good crackers from Sheraton's. That's not a plug, by the way. I just think Sheraton's, all of a sudden, they got great cheeses there. I'm thinking just like maybe a crab dip in a crusty roll, where you can literally crab and spinach. So, yeah, I'm thinking
it's more about the
picks and the grabs. So I think I'm going to concentrate all my efforts on the before dinner and after dinners. And during dinner, I'm probably going to have very little because I'm going to make what I want, all the lovely flavors after and before. And
So, given you've only got two hobs at the moment, but you've got the air fryer and the slow cooker on the substitutes bench, and you mentioned, you know, you can prepare stuff the night before. I guess you're going to have to do that, because how many people are you going to be cooking
for
Christmas?
Well, no, I'm getting a cooker today.
Oh, you are getting
that
a cooker today.
That was the pinch. I told her family's coming.
That did actually work.
So she's like, yeah, go get the cooker.
Okay.
Here's the cards.
But will you still use the air fryer and the slow cooker?
Yeah, you know what?
So that you have stuff done overnight and you're kind of ahead of yourself.
100%. I'll actually have everything. Last year was actually the first Christmas dinner I ever cooked.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose for
family. Yeah, it was. So last year and this year, I'll get it ready the day beforehand. Last year, all I did was just put things in the oven and facilitate, you know, put it in the oven. The potatoes were peeled. Like, I peeled the potatoes the day before. You know, the turkey itself had all the trimmings around it. Like, I rather than boiling off all the veg on the side, so I have a turkey going in the pot. I got lovely cut carrots underneath the turkey. I got some lovely cut celery, some garlic, and again, those are braising with the turkey, so you're just ripping those out, putting those in a bowl. You have your potatoes peeled the night before,
yeah,
you know, which is important, and you just turn things on, and dad's bringing the ham, you know, plug some things off, let everybody else coming work. That's the key. If everybody's working, you're organizing and you're eating.
And then because everyone's contributed, they all feel like they've played their part and they're happy as well.
And yeah, and it just works out very, very good. And everybody playing their part gets everybody talking about their own ingredient. Great thing to be talking about this dinner table. I mean, people get sick. My family, extended family, they're sick of me hearing, what's for dinner tonight? What's for dinner now? What are we going to eat? Oh, I want to eat that. Like, I came home from dinner last night and I had to have a fresh ham sandwich. I don't know why.
You just did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I can't even think about a fresh ham sandwich at the moment because that double baked stuffed potato is making me feel nice and content, a little bit sleepy, which is probably not good from the point of view of radio, but I've got a soldier on. Looking forward to chatting to you again in a fortnight's time. Particularly, we'll be closer to Christmas and to see if you can top what you just brought in today. But Randy Lewis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy plugging in the cooker and getting set up with that. And we'll chat to you again the next time.